Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, though? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with my spades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' big brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
Murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
What's up, everybody? Episode 319. Murder Master.
319.
Man, we're already at 319. Jesus Christ.
Feel me?
We're going to be hit three and a quarter pretty soon, man. Well, our guest tonight, folks, everybody listening, no stranger to the show. We've been doing this thing almost 5 years now. He's been on since the beginning. It's the homie JT Money. I'm going to bring him on in just a minute. He's got a brand new mixtape out. I'm going to let him tell you all about it, featuring a lot of guys that he's working with. You know what I'm saying? This guy's a true pioneer of Miami, Mac. He's one of the dudes that fused that. Best way to describe what him and Poison Clan did in the early 90s is he took, you know, a little bit of Ghetto Boys, a little bit of NWA, a little bit of Too Short, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of Two Live Crew, and mix it all up in what you got from it as a result.
What was
a old style that many people gravitated towards
right.
And people tried to emulate themselves. So,
right, you can't even really talk about Miami without mentioning JT Money now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and everybody know it, too. Like, a lot of these new age cats, they might not pay them homage. And the new wave of the trend chasers and shit like that. But everybody that know what's going on with this hip hop shit. They know JT and them official with it, man. Before a lot of other shit. You know what I'm saying? They still rocking. That's the best thing about it, Prez. They still making shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm always say that.
Music continuously. He's doing shows like fucking all the time. And he's hitting the road going all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him for having that longevity. You know, when you mentioned 8-Ball, MJG, 3-6 Mafia, UGK, Outkast, you need to mention Poison Clan, you need to mention JT Money, because, you know what I'm saying, Poison Clan was before a lot of them dudes. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring on JT Money, the bitch eyes, right here, right now, the Murder Master Music Show. What's up, JT?
What's up, brothers? What's good?
What's going on with it, Jay?
Man. Oh, shit, just out here doing this thing, man. Still out of fighting a good fight, brother. Can y'all hear me? Is my phone breaking up?
No, we got you.
Okay,
we got
cool.
Got you, man.
Cool.
Still fighting a good fight. Here we are. It's 2016. You know what I'm saying? You've been putting out music. since 1990, man. What do you got out right now to what they can go get right now?
So right now, I did this mixtape compilation. I call it The Florida Classic, and I released it during Classic Weekend here in Orlando. You know, I spread it around. You know, I was doing good, but what I did, I collaborated with a lot of my guys, dudes I've been rocking with for years, dudes that have been doing music as well. You know, some damn near as long as me, but, you know, they never had the chance to get that break because you know how the industry is. The lamestream, you know, these real street dudes and they got real talent, but they not gonna get on, you know, unless they, I don't know, unless they was friends with them other people. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
So what I did was, you know, I compiled a few of the features I did with cats and then I took some of them, they had other songs that was, you know, just that and I was like, man, that shit need to go on now. So, you know, and it's just my way of, you know, keeping the game alive, keeping our side of the hip-hop game alive versus all this trendy shit that, you know, that sound the same like the last record you just heard. You know, I still don't like that. I don't think I ever will like that type of music. But, you know, somebody do let them have that, and then we're going to do what we're doing. But shit, you know. I'm just putting, you know, making a new lane for the streets, you know, of Florida, you know, re-identifying ourselves because, you know, they got Florida niggas sounding like Georgia niggas that sounding like, you know what I'm saying, the way that the whole swag rap is. Yeah, and that's never been my thing, you know. My thing was, you know, some real stories and lifestyles, you know, consequences, you know what I'm saying. But that's just it, man, you know, just promoting, you know, started a new company. We're calling it the Undeniable Music Group, you know. I still got JT Money LLC. I still got Crunk City. But, you know, I just wanted something fresh, you know, something fresh coming out of Florida.
Uh-huh.
You know, hopefully spread it through the rest of the country, through the world, you know?
Hell
yeah. One of these young dudes going to pop off, you know? And they should be calling in. I hit everybody that's on the CD, told me to call in, listen, you know, get familiar with the Murder Master Music Show. You know, I did the speech, so we're going to see who all check in. But, you know, just a lot of my dogs from Death Lot, Piccolo, Black the Ripper. You know, like, these dudes been around since Poison Clan. Then I got, you know, from my current young soldiers, you know, from Dirty Daily to Don Juan, the time with my brother OGZ, you know, Creasy, Lil Wayne and Duval, you know, it's a bunch of them, you know, Money Mark, you know, he was running with Slip and Slide back in the days, but if y'all ever listen to Rough Town Behavior, I had Money Mark on Rough Town Behavior in 93. That's before Slip and Slide Records, you know, even came in the
party. Right.
But, 93. You know, these dudes around. Yeah, 93. I had Trina on
the record in 93. For decades himself. Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, Money Moore, you know, he the one, you know, did a lot of writing on some of those Trick albums and Trina albums, and you know, but just, you know, he got a banger. Matter of fact, that's one of the ones you like, Fred. Just Another Moon Shot Dead in the Street. Yeah, Money Moore right there. So, you know, a few of my brothers, I hope I ain't forget nobody. Oh, yeah, OG Gator Boy, you know, and when Fat Boy Rhymer, you know, Towner and Cass City. Mixed in one record. That's my club bang. I think that's going to do well in the club. But, you know, I'm trying to get this budget up so I can do a real video and put it out there. But, you know, other than that, I'm just grinding, you know, doing shows, you know, booked up through the new year, kind of. And, you know, we're just going to spread it, man, you know. CDs and keep spreading this link, you know, and hopefully one of these things pop. And we find us a nice distribution situation. But other than that, we're just going to keep grinding, you know. I got the team on my back. And all these dudes, they got their own, so it ain't like I got to babysit 100 niggas, you know. I tell them, let's meet up somewhere, and everybody show up, you know, on their own dime, you know what I'm saying? Because they all their own bosses.
Right, taking care of business and shit.
Right. And I wanted them to, you know, know what we do as far as investing in ourselves. You know, we got a plan, you know, it's going to take this much for us to pull this off, and you know, everybody come to the table. And that's just how we rock it.
Yeah, that's real talk. We're going to bring on the homie Dutch Dirty. I believe he's on the line. Which track was he on again, Jay? Because I got some of them uploaded.
Dirt is on That's All I Know and Round Here, I think. Yeah, Round Here and That's All I Know. You know, he had a single out that was doing good prior, that Wow. So I couldn't put that on this one. I'm like, nah, we need something new from you, Dirt. You know,
well,
they already heard Wow, but.
I don't know if I got that one uploaded, but let's bring on the homie Dutch Dirty anyway, and let's chop it up with him and find out what he's about. What's up, Dutch?
What's happening, man? What they do, what they do.
Man, what's good
how
with him, bro?
Cooling, I'm cooling, brother. Cooling, cooling.
So what's your history in the Miami rap scene?
Say that again, homie.
What's your history in Miami rap?
When I first jumped out of prison, I was co-signed by the big homie Trick Daddy, and he had his Dunk Rider movement. His label was going through their changes, and they was getting their lineup on point. And so you know he dropped me on his mixtape, The Shit That I Live, Volume 1, put me on there, kind of formally introduced me to the whole game. And I rolled with big homie for a little minute and just soaked up some game and learned Do's and the don'ts about the whole business, and got my feet wet a little bit with him, but it wasn't until I really linked up with JT Money that things started steamrolling for me. You know what I'm saying? Just he had the business mind for running shit the way it should have been ran. That's how he got that consistency in the game. Just you gotta learn the do's and don'ts and kind of pass that on instead of letting us just, go blind in the shit. He kind of just was like, bruh, you could do it like this. Things would be better for you. Don't rush it. You know what I'm saying? So kind of, I owe that to him as far as, how I got in the whole scene.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. Miami is known for its music history. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we could talk about Two Live Crew, of course, obviously. Pac Jam, Ghetto Style DJs. You guys are all part of that. You know what I'm saying? What's it like, Jay, to be able to, bring these guys together now and still continue to carry that torch, so to speak, in Miami?
Well, that's like life, it's more of a proud moment that, that we still actually kick it to this many years later. And, it's definitely official. Like, no matter what new come out, our little brothers and nephews, they still good in them streets. So when they see Unk coming through, they kind of fall in line, they get right, Now when Unk leaves, they might get stupid again, but when we come through, everything's standing at attention, with the boys. So, it's just a matter of putting something on the street that they can relate to or that they're going to finally get. Because right now, I don't know, I'm moving, I refuse to lose, bro. I refuse to sit down and submit to what the hell going on when I see that shit misleading my people. It's driving them right off the edge. And I don't really love that at all. So what I do, I go get the young soldiers and the OGs that's still with it. And then I'm like, well, shit, it's strength in numbers. Let's get together. And, a lot of cats, that's what I think they divided the game, to divide and conquer. They put some nigga on the high horse, make them proud. Law, man, fuck, you hotter than them niggas. Them niggas ain't, And this is how they separate these new dummies when all they got to do is keep it real, That's why a lot of these dudes don't give homage to what was before them, or they don't give credit because they're, I always say them, one of my favorite quotes, everybody want to be man until them people give out time. People give out time, then they go to singing and playing. That's him. He the man. He the boss. But when it's about some hoes or some money, no, I'm the man. I put this shit together. I'm the, And an old player told me, just keep it fair. Can't nobody be mad at fair. The only one mad at fair is the motherfucker trying the bullshit. The one who's trying to snake the game. But
yeah.
I hope, Fred, I give it a target, man. I hope I ain't rambling, but
you know, I just wanted to get these players together, and, you know, my mission is to create a doorway where we can get the numbers situated, we know what the numbers is, and we can just run this music, you know. That way, cats ain't got to go chasing after no other rappers or no labels to sign them to get fucked, you know. When you come through these doors, 1 + 1 = 2. You do this, this going to happen. You don't do that, that's going to happen. And we got a clear understanding, you know. So if it ain't broke, we ain't trying to fix it. Let's run it, you know. And that's kind of how I'm looking to run this operation here, you know.
Respect to you for showing these guys the way, man, because so many, like you said earlier, I mean, they're just clueless. They don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah.
The game is really turned upside down. But I'm going to tell you what we're going to do, Jay. We're going to play one of these tracks. We're going to come back, talk more about this Florida classic, and maybe some old gangster stories, man. Let's talk about some old shit that the fans are going to want to hear, too, from way back. But speaking of gangster stories, here's this track, man.
Okay.
Intro this one.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things they say, man, Jay, you don't tell stories no more, man. You used to have us, you know, we could see the... So I actually did this. This is called Gangster Stories. And now this is a word from me right here. First time y'all gonna ever hear this. From the Florida Classic, Gangster Stories. Get him. Trey.
UGS for life.
The Florida Classic.
Did you read us a bedtime story?
All right, y'all settle down, you understand? Uncle Jay finna tell y'all some good game. Y'all get yourself ready for bed, and we gon' do it like this. Here we go. You get a ride home from a nigga. You don't know what's in his car or who riding with him. All you need is a lift right down the street. Anything can happen from point A to point B. Check this out, a young nigga trying to be cool. Started acting a fool and got put out of school. Then he saw a cat he recognized from around the hood. Never go to school, reputation no good. Black, and we all get a ride home. But he gotta make a stop first. What can go wrong? Jit hopped in, like me the Saint. I'm leave the car running while I run up in the bank. Shorty don't know, but he rhyme with the heat. He jumped out, told Jit, get in the driver's seat. Now you can drive, can't you? Jit shady beard. Shorty just don't know, he about to do a beard. Shorty about to do a beard. Shorty about to do a bid. Shorty about to do a bid. Shorty about to do a bid. Shorty sitting in the car with the motor running. 5 minutes later, here somebody fucking. Jit's old buddy coming back and hand running. He jumped in, shotgun, told Shorty punch it. Shorty hit the gas over curving through the grass. Damn, it hit a lady and a baby trying to pass. He swerved and missed him and knocked over a stop sign. Stop sign hit an oncoming cop car. Buddy bucking that throw, trying to make him get flat. But Joe had backed up and they were busting back. Jit panicking, still trying to get away. He yoked that bitch in the street down the wrong way. Now it's a high speed chase, no regard for life. All he wanted was a ride, now he's gone for life. Wish he was in school with the other kids. Damn, look like Shorty about to do a beat. 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 They would eventually collide in their wild ride. Couldn't get away. Lord know they tried. Shit was stuck cause his door wouldn't open up. Buddy was desperate. Crocker gave him what he want. 3 shots to the chest, laid his ass out. All Shorty wanted was a ride to the house. Now he got charges from robbery to homicide. Just getting a ride, Shorty could've died. Now he's facing time, probably get life. Never know the joy of kids or a wife. He broke his shoulder in the crash when they tried to flee. Now he cuffed to the bed, nigga wore D. Jit was saying, I ain't know what he was up to. Cracked the shit, yeah right, nigga fuck you. Convince the jury and the judge what you ain't did. Damn, look like Shorty about to do a beat. Shorty about to do a beat. Shorty about to do a bid. Shorty about to do a bid. Shorty about to do a bid.
Yeah, that's exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
Man, that shit snap.
Florida Classics, JT Money.
Yeah.
Yep, and plus a bunch of other artists that you're showcasing too, man. That's another thing I respect. There's talent out there. It's just a matter of us having to find it. You know what I'm saying? So I respect you for putting it out there for us, man.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, I remember when I was writing that, I was trying to be premeditated. And, you know, that's why I made it all about a shorty, you know, because hopefully these young dudes will hear it and consider what they're doing, you know? Like, you know, every move, you know, every action is a reaction, you know, cause and effect, consequences, responsibility, you know, try to teach them as well as give them a vibe, you know, show them what's really going on. But that was kind of premeditated. I like the way it came out. You know, I took the Slick Rick feel. Children's story, but you know how to make a gangster story. All these dudes think they're gangsters, right? Mm-hmm.
we already heard the whole stories. You know what I'm saying? It's time we heard the gangster stories. It's all kind
of
that
thing for the gangster story. Right. That's exactly what I was going with it, Fred.
Yeah. Well, we're still looking for that one-legged hoe named Sonya. But we have a caller. I don't think it's Sonya. Let's see who it is. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. How you doing? You got JT Money on the line. Hey.
Yeah.
Who is it, Sin? Oh, Sin from France.
Yeah,
hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, Lord Sinister, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, Jeffrey? Yeah, what's up to Mac J2? I have a question for you. Yes, you have a deep insight on what's going on in the down south back in the days. After the era of bass music, tell us about how it feels to be seen as a pioneer of the down south movement, and the recognition you have from groups like Tricks Mafia and UGK and so on, and Goody Mob, all them.
That's a good question. He wanted to know what the recognition, you know, from being a pioneer down south. How does it feel to have recognition from groups like UGK and 3-6 Mafia? Good question, Sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all good. You know, it's good to be recognized by my peers. But, you know, if my peers ain't promoting the truth as well, it's almost in vain. But it's good. Like those guys you named, those are good dudes. You know, whenever we see each other, it's always been love. But that's how the game was in my day. When we saw other artists from other areas, we went to introduce ourselves and said, what's up? It wasn't, oh, fuck them niggas over there. It wasn't no, you know, them niggas over there. We was all doing rap music, hip-hop music, whether it was bass, hip-hop, gangster, conscious. We knew each other, you know, and we did a lot of shows together. Today, these dudes don't even want to be on the ticket with nobody because they just want the limelight for themselves, you know. That's why I'm starting to see a lot of these legend tours coming around. You know, which, you know, I've been a part of one or two of them, but, you know, I ain't did the full run. But, you know, I'm still moving, you know. And me, Fred, I've always been the underdog. You know, like the record's been bigger than my name. They never knew JT Money unless you from, you know, the culture. Unless you know the music for real. If you're a hip-hop fan, you would know JT Money. But the sheep people, the consumers, they just know. Like, nobody would compare who that was Shake What Your Mama Gave You. They think them two separate people. But I guess one was under Poison Clan and one was under JT Money Solo. So, I still got a lot to do, you know, to tie it all up under the one umbrella. Like, I've actually did shows and chicks asked my dog, like, why he doing that song? Like, she don't know that was my song, you know? And
that's kind of funny, but
it was like, well, goddamn, you know. But hey, I mean, it's just more for them to learn, you know. I still got some work to do, my damn self. But you know, I made enough of an impact or an impression where I could start spreading the game and sharing it with some of my brothers, and that's what I'm trying to do. Cause it ain't really about me this round. Like what I'm doing, I'm damn near gonna be almost a sacrificial lamb, but I want to kick a door open. So we can run this music with all these other dudes. Because these dudes got stories, they got, you know, concepts and rhymes, and I want that heard. You know, like some of the records that's on there, I'd be like, damn, I wish I could have put another one on that for me so they can get
But, you know, we ain't have so much space, so that's why I put volume one. But I'm going to come again in a few months and do, you know, the next one and the next one until we, you know, we brand that and make it what we envision it to be.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. It's about showcasing the talent that's out there in the midst of all this bullshit and all these industry clowns, as I call them, or industry puppets, fuck boys. But you're doing all these shows. You're going out there. You know, like you said, man, you're trying to tie things together and everything. What about the Poison Clan? Are you guys still working on anything at all, or you kind of put that on the back burner for now?
Well, I've been working on the reunion for the last 10 years. We're doing our first Poison Clan reunion show in Miami on Christmas night. It's going to be a Pac Jam reunion, Poison Clan reunion. And, you know, we have all the boys out there that night. You know, that's going to be big. So hopefully that'll spark the, you know, the run on that. Because, you know, like I said, I got about 25, 30 new songs from Poison Clan, but I still only love six, you know, and I'm like, nah, we got to do some more. Because, you know, if we're going to put out a Poison Clan album, I think it needs to be epic. I don't think it just, you know, I don't want to kill the legacy. You know what I keep telling my brothers, you know, like, let's get to work, you know, let's get to work, let's get to work. You know, I'm trying to lead by example, you know, you see my work ethic, you know, but, you know, some cats got regular lives, you know, 9-to-5 lives, and, you know, they're still with it, but, you know, it's just a matter of time for them. Like me, I'm full-time JT Money. You know, I do music 24 hours a day, you know, 7 days a week. You know, another cats, they do some of everything else, but, you know, I guess I got to lead again, you know. But I was hoping other cats would bring more, you know. My main man, Deb, you know, he's still claiming he's in retirement. I got a few good records on him, though, already, but, you know, he was a strong brain behind the whole beginning of Poison Clan, you know? And I want to get him back in there. Yeah. You know, he's the one that made me take it seriously.
He gave you the motivation to do what you're doing.
Yep.
Yeah. I've always wanted to see him come back and do something because I always thought he was a very dope MC. You know, so very underrated too. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Back then, nobody couldn't hear us down there because the game was up north and out west, like out of Miami, because they couldn't do nothing but booty shake in their eyes. They thought it was all booty shake until Poison Clan came around and tried to, you know, give them a little something different, you know. But even then, we still had to fight and fight and fight. So as we get the doors open, they go to pushing all this other stuff through, you know, with majors, you know. We doing this independently, but they buy out the radio and, you know, these other dudes appear to be larger than, or, you know, it's the game. But again, they can't remove what we've done. You know, that's why I always tell people, check the dates, man. You know, they be like, Jay, you sound like, I be like, shit, you got me fucked up. Such and such want to sound like me, you know, whoever they say. I don't sound like nobody. I never have. But anyway, check the dates.
That's dope, though, that you guys are doing this reunion show. And I really hope it turns into something more because I really want to see more Poison Clan stuff because I've been waiting, you know what I'm saying, with a long line of other motherfuckers. But I wanted to ask you this, Jay. I never got around to asking you this. In 93, when you guys dropped Rough Town Behavior, did you guys know when that was coming out that was going to be the last Poison Clan record out of Luke Records?
Sort of, I mean, not really, but, you know, I was preparing to ask for some money, you know. I had done fulfilled my end of the bargain, and we've been getting the short end of the stick. Thank God for shows back then, because even with the last PC album, Zooism, before we took it to Warlock, I gave it to Luke, you know, and he couldn't fulfill the deal, you know, so I had to go in there and get my masters and take them out, you know, and go cut a deal somewhere else. But I didn't know it was the end, because even when that was going on, like when me and Dale split in 91, 92, when I did Portland Mentality, only reason I stayed was because they was waiting on Buddy to fold, you know. Word on the street was he wasn't treating me. I was like, bro, all you got to do is just look out for him. I'm going to keep this ship afloat. Because, you know, when you're young and ambitious, you think you got the world, you know. You can do it. And I was doing it. I was holding it down, but shit, I needed the money to go with it. That's how I ended up in Atlanta. I had to go get my money. I had to go get close to the money, you know. Florida dudes was playing. And, you know, we ain't never had no real industry down there, you know. We had one or two dudes, two artists, three artists that was big in Miami, bro. You talking about Betty Wright, KC and the Sunshine Band, you know, them dudes from, but they weren't fucking with that rap shit. They weren't fucking with no rappers, you know, Pretty Tony. You know, I'm just saying stuff like that that might have went nationwide, that got recognition, but that was just the song. But still, you don't know who did right. those records. You know, Snoop Dogg, you know, mm-hmm. I think I was put up in that with it. The record's bigger than the name. But, you know, that's kind of why I wanted to do this, so we can put some more, you know, different voices, put some more faces, you know. I'm going to try to do videos for all the songs on the compilation. I'm looking at treatments now, you know. I'm dealing with these up-and-coming videographers, you know, so we can, you know, put some visuals with it and let people see, you know.
Well, you're talking about you need some money. We got some money, but this ain't in the physical form. This is in the form of money. I believe his name is Money Mark. Do you know him?
Yeah, I know Money Mark. That's my guy.
Let me bring him on. Mr. Yep. Money Mark, welcome to Murder Man's yep. Music Show.
What's happening, Jay Baby? What's up, Jake?
What's up, brother?
And what's up, everybody what's else, up? Man? I hear you, Jay. I hear you first, but I want to say thank you to JT Money for just head this whole movement, man. This is the whole breath of life, whole breath of fresh air for us Florida artists, man. Just trying to hold hands and just walk through the gates, you feel me? So we appreciate you for that, Jake. Definitely.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah.
You know what we do.
So, what's good? What are we doing?
We're gonna go in another track, man. Why don't we give them on site, man? Why don't you tell everybody about this one?
Jake or me? Money Mark or Jake?
Money Mark.
This is Money Mark from Slip and Slide Past Days, but now it's a new thing. We got a new movement, Take It to the House and all that. We making moves, and we sort of ambassadors for the streets. So this is on site featuring myself and the king of the streets, the FLA JT Money, and up and coming artist Marvell. Y'all check it out on site.
Be right back. Murder Master Music Show, UGS for Lifestyle.
Classic, classic, classic.
Yeah. Play this set. Hey, get up from taking the knee. Nowadays, gotta choose blue or red. On top of that, even the cops want me dead. Can't forget about the KKK. If you see me on the ground, blood spilling the way, just say, just another nigga shot dead in the street. Yeah, just another nigga shot dead in the street. Just another nigga shot dead in the street. If everybody killing niggas, what's gonna happen to me? Yeah, just another nigga shot dead in the street. Just another nigga shot dead in the street. Just another nigga shot dead in the street. If everybody killing niggas, what's gonna happen to me? Hey, I don't wanna have to turn to CNN and see another dead man never again. And see somebody mama crying never again.
Never again.
Or see a man shot after raising his hand.
Yeah.
All these senseless killings got me feeling the way. White cop kill a nigga in his World War train. But when a nigga kill a nigga, we got nothing to say. I say it's all bullshit at the end of the day. Hey. Nowadays, gotta choose blue or red. On top of that, even the cops want me dead.
Yeah.
Can't forget about the KKK. If you see me on the ground, blood spilling the way, just say, just another nigga shot dead in the street. Just another nigga shot dead in the street. Just another nigga shot dead in the street. If everybody killing niggas, what's gonna happen to me?
Yeah,
just another nigga shot dead in the street. Just another nigga shot dead in the street. Just another nigga shot dead in the street. If everybody killing niggas, what's gonna happen to me?
Hey. I wake up about my business, only God is my witness. Suckers out of toting beef, I gotta end this. I ain't got time to be looking over my older. Opposition with issues, trying to creep and roll up. Huh, I'm about mine every time you see me. If shit ain't squats to handle, I never get sleepy. Now, I ain't really trying to catch a case for a body, but will I go out for mine?
Damn right.
Fuck, probably. Hey, I'm probably a racist motherfucker that's happy I did it. But you the dummy that put some buttons and made me commit it. Now I'm wanted and labeled, I'm the dangerous. Thinking to myself, how the fuck the game came to this?
Just another nigga shot dead in the street.
Dead in the street.
Just another nigga shot dead in the street. Just another nigga shot dead in the street.
Yeah.
Everybody killing niggas, what's gonna happen to me?
Yeah.
Just another nigga shot dead in the street.
Yeah.
Just another nigga shot dead in the street.
Yeah.
Just another nigga shot dead in the street. Everybody killing niggas, what's gonna happen to me?
Hey, this shit done got chaos, day in, day out. Niggas get whacked, bagged up, like takeout. The streets ain't sweet, plus these crackers wanna play now. Shoot your whole face out, the judge throw the case out. Richard Poy, you still a nigga, what's the payout? They'd rather see you dead, filling up the graveyard. Cause you just another nigga. I love my life, homie, but I ain't fucking with you. Cause you be on that other shit. And my daughter can't afford to have a daddy being a victim of some gutter shit. Michael Brown don't get to feel his mother's kiss. Cracker shot him racist, bitch. Apologize with a grin like.
Just another nigga shot dead in the street. Just another nigga shot dead in the street. Just another nigga shot dead in the street. Everybody killing niggas, what's gonna happen to me?
Yeah,
just another nigga shot dead in the street. Just another nigga shot dead in the street. Just another nigga shot dead in the street. Everybody killing niggas, what's gonna happen to me?
Hey,
classic.
Yeah, we're back.
That's that shit, man. Shit. That's a classic shit.
You know what I'm saying? Money Mark.
Chris, y'all ever seen? Chris, y'all ever seen the movie Bloodline?
No.
Bloodline.
That's Money Mark. Yeah, y'all, when y'all get a chance, Google that movie. That's Money Mark.
Yeah, Bloodline, Sibling Robbery, man. That's
Money Mark.
Yeah,
that's Bloodline.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
okay, most
that shit right now.
Definitely gotta check that out.
Yeah,
and if you can't give Money Mark my contact, man, send me all these guys, man, send me your music. You know what I'm saying? You fuck with JT Money. You most definitely fuck with us. We
oh,
like
for
to
sure.
Hear what you got. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a Bloodline. But that was, you know what I'm saying, On Site, Money Mark, JT Money, the new project, Florida Classics, Volume 1. You know what I'm saying? It's available right now. It's on dadpiff.com. It's for free download, right? So
yes.
Anybody can get it for
yes.
free. There's no reason not to get it. No reason not
right.
to get it.
Oh, I see it right here, Bloodline. Yeah, bro. I see it.
I respect you for, you know what I'm saying, giving this platform for people. Got another guy in the line. His name is RJ. Let's bring him on. What's up, RJ?
What's up? What up, Jay?
What up?
What's up, man? I almost didn't make the phone call.
Well, we're glad you did, brother.
Yeah.
What you think about the music so far, brother?
Let's see. Track number 3, track number 11, and track number 19 are my favorites so far.
Oh, you got the CD already.
Yeah. That Unpaid, Ain't a Man, and Player to Player.
Okay. Maybe that.
That's what's up.
So what's good with you, man?
You got physical copies,
go ahead.
Too, you said?
Yeah.
I do have physical copies. I've been putting them out all weekend at Class of Weekend Prayer. They woke me up. We had every conference, every seminar, every showcase. We was there. We moving like the old days, you know, really promoting in-store. Damn near did an in-store. You know, they don't do that no more. We was working, though. Getting it out there.
Showing up and getting the word out there. Yeah, and, yeah, that's what you got to do. You have to go to all these conferences, all these different seminars, and, you know what I'm saying, just be seen. You know what I'm saying?
I walk in the building, they put me in the panel. They want me to be on the panel. Now I got to talk to the people, but, you know. In the process, the music still getting out there. You know, we're just working. We're making it happen. We're going to use whatever resources we got to, you know, get it the way we want to get it. You know, that's what we're doing. You know, we hitting up Atlanta next week. You know, we're going to get out of Florida and go to Georgia with it. But we still moving as a unit, you know? And then hopefully we make it up there to the shot. You know, if we get a new ground, what do you call it? Ground, whatever, momentum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. St. Louis as well.
Yeah.
Well, you guys go up to Detroit and stuff. Didn't you just go up to Detroit with Fresh Kid Ice and them?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I got some people up there. They always bring me through. You know, I love and respect and appreciate those dudes. Big Six, 6'4 Money, Crystal, you know, all of them are China Man, down with China Man Records. You know? Yeah, and, yep, and China the Chick, too. Yeah, they always show love when I come up there. You know, they be like, just by time for you to come back. But, you know, I love the city. And I like that. You know, I go where the love at. You know, I go with the love better, and then we work it from there. You know, we make some things happen. It might not even be nothing on the books, but by the time we leave, you know, we done did some things, you know. It's about getting out working. That's kind of what I'm showing my young brothers, too. You know, the work.
Yeah.
The work, you know.
Yeah, they need to see that grind.
Right. Because, you know, cats can sit around and wait on them people all day. And there ain't nothing going to happen. You know, you got to get up over your ass and make it happen, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you know, same thing. Same thing. We going to do it. We ain't depending on nobody. We going to make it. but I don't know. I wonder who else on the line with us, though. We got it.
Just was talking. 813. You still there, RJ?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got.
So when can we actually expect an album, Jay? When can we expect an album, brother?
I mean, definitely by the top of the year. You know, once the holidays here, everything at a standstill except us.
Right.
We gonna keep pushing, but at the top of the year, you know. You know, I stay in the studio, you know. You know, we're going to put something together, man. I just wanted to introduce the team, introduce the squad. You know, it might not be a JT Money album. It might be, you know, we might call it something else, you know, undeniable, you know, I don't know. But I'm definitely working, you know. I'm sitting on more product than I got out. So that's kind of a good. But, you know, I got Don Juan, OG, Dust Dirty, all these guys got projects in the making. So, you know, I really want to focus on opening the doorway. Then I can start introducing these guys officially. But that's what I want to do, you know. I can stand behind these dudes. You know, I can run the music for them. I can play role manager or something. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to be dancing on their stage. You know, I can just be behind and push it. So, you know. But you know that's the goal, you know, top of the year to get these dudes out, you know. You got Piccolo, you got Black Dog Hardaway, you got Gator Boy, you know, all these dudes got music, and they just sitting on it, you know, because they not friends with them people who putting out all the music.
They got the cure to that mumble bullshit that's going on out there. They got the fucking cure to the rap mumps. So that's what we need right now. But it wouldn't be a JT Money show if we didn't give it on for the strip club. So we got this song, Take It Low. Tell everybody about this one, Jay.
Yeah, man. A player partner of mine, dude from Miami, OG Gator Boy, Town of Full Life. He called me one day, man. It was just a feature, but I'm like, God damn, man, this shit here banging. You know, this OG Gator Boy, Take It Low, featuring JT Money and DJ Rhymer. DJ Rhymer's a known DJ in Miami. You know, he got records out, too. He got this one, Wham That Thing. But this Take It Low, I think that's going to it's gonna set us off, you know. That's one of the main videos I want to do for the project, Take It Low, OG Gator Boy. Y'all lay around for it. Murder Master.
Hell yeah. We're going to play this Take It Low. We're going to come back. We're going to chop it up with Jay for a little bit. Then don't go nowhere. We got the homie Snake Lucci, incarcerated rapper out of Omaha, Nebraska. He's got a story to tell. I did an interview with him early in the week. You're going to hear that. This is Take a Load, JT Money. You know what I'm saying? Florida Classic, Volume 1. Get it right now, Dap Pip.
We've been started in Africa. Long time ago, long time ago, white man was Africa. And he saw these beautiful black women walking around, singing, dancing, working, living. Fucking nigga.
You got to use what you got to get what you want. You got to use what you got to get what you want. If you got ass, shake it, pop that back. Let me see you make that. If you got ass, shake it, pop that back. Let me see you make that. Let's go. Take it low, right now. Go. Take it low, right now. Go. Take it low, right now.
All they gotta do is stand there and shake their leg. On this one here, yeah, that boy, he gotta arch your back and then do the ride. That's the RG Gator. Gator boy. Yeah, but Yeah, man, I appreciate you, player. Because, you know, players, like I always tell you, if it wasn't for dudes like yourself, cats like myself, we wouldn't have an outlet, brother, to reach our people, man. And it's greatly appreciated, brother. You know?
Oh, man, hey, we appreciate you guys, man. And you especially, because you've been down with us since day one. So, you know what I'm saying? We can't thank you enough, Jay. Yeah. Real talk.
It's love. You know? Definitely.
This platform is yours whenever you need it. We got a caller on the line. Area code 727. You're on the line with JT Money. Who is this?
What they do, Jay? This Lush, man. What's happening?
Brother Lush, what's up with you, boy?
You already know what it is, man. Just vibing, checking out the show, you know. Showing love to the people out there, man. What it do?
Okay, yeah. Lush on the album too, Prayer. Lush on Round Here. That's All I Know. And what the other one is? The Kush.
Smoking the Kush has.
Yeah, that's Lush. You know, Lush was down with that Moolah game.
How long you been on game 24?
I mean, just not too long as far as personal, but I was raised on Jay, man. You feel me?
Yeah, me too.
Of course,
me too.
Sure, that whole Palace Ain't No Problems was one of the ones that kept me from getting in a lot of trouble a long time, you feel me?
Well, what's it like working with somebody that you grew up listening to, man? What's that experience like?
I mean, it's an honor, actually, you feel me, to actually work with the people you listen to because they've been there a while. So the stuff that I don't know, he knows. So I know he ain't going to let me make no wrong moves, you know what I mean? And to work with a legend, to record with him, engineer with him, perform with him, you know, it's a whole nother level.
Hell yeah. That's real talk, man, because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people don't get the opportunity to be able to work with people that they grew up listening to. And, I mean, look at all the game that Jay has, you know, so that's a plus, too. It's just got, just like the cats over at Chinaman Records working with Fresh Kid Ice. He's got so much fucking experience to give these guys, you know, so it's a positive thing. You know, we definitely need more of that in hip-hop, and maybe it'll be in a better shape than what it is. So, once again, Jay, we salute you. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody that called in tonight, but we're not done with the show yet. We're going to, we got one more song we're going to play off this Florida Classics Return Kite. I'm going to have you introduce it. But before you go, Jay, give everybody your, all the social media and, you know what I'm saying, any information.
Yeah, definitely my social media. Y'all can always follow me on Twitter, JTMoneyMiatl. JT Money MiATL. That's like Miami, Atlanta. Facebook. Just type in official JT Money and you're going to get right to me. You know, because it might say Jeffrey Thomas, but the URL is official JT Money. Instagram, JT Money 211 J Baby. JT MONEY 211 J B A B Y. That's me. And if you're looking for any new videos, JT Money Videos, all one word on YouTube. And most of my stuff connected, so one lead to the other one. So, find one of them and Google me. JT Money, I'm out of
here. I'll tell you what, man. Thanks again for coming on the show. It's always an honor to have you on the show. Tell everybody about this song, Return Kite.
Yeah, Return Kite is something I did. You know, when we came home, you know, we shoot the kite back to the dog. See, like, Kite to the Boys was big on Pimpin' on Wax. So, you know, I wanted to kind of give them a feel. I wanted to give them a feel of that, but, you know, more the Return Kite. You know, I'm out now, and I'm shooting it back to the boys on the inside, telling them to hold it down, you know, just like I'm gone, y'all time coming. So, you know, Return Kite, you know, I did it a while ago, but now's the time to release it, you know, right here on the Florida Classic. So y'all make sure y'all downloaded that TIFF and Return Kite right here on the Murder Master Music Show. JT Money.
Yeah, definitely, man. Shout out to you, JT. Shout out to everybody on the, you know what I'm saying, the compilation. Make sure you guys go out and get that. You know what I'm saying, Florida Classics Volume 1, Dat Piff, available right now. You know what I'm saying? As soon as we come back from this song, Return Kite by JT Money, we're going to play an interview I did with the homie Snake Lucci out of Omaha, Nebraska. That's how we do it, man. We go all over the world with this shit, all over the city, state to state. You know what I'm saying? We got to rep the underground, and even those, you know, locked up in jail, you know what I'm saying, like the homie Snake is, make sure you send him a kite as well. I'll give you his information right after this. Be right back.
Let me sit down and write this to my dog. I know it's been a minute. Nigga think I just done probably got caught up out in these streets, flipped out, you know? I know how it be. When you're down, but shit, boy, you got a partner out here that's riding.
What up, dog? I know it's been a minute since we spoke. A nigga out here and these streets ain't no joke. I know you probably thought a nigga get out and forget you, but did you get that little package I sent you? The money orders, the pictures of freaks. But a nigga ain't gonna be doing this shit every week.
That's right.
I'm praying for you, my nigga, just do your bid. In the meantime, I swing by and check on your jizz.
Right.
What did your lawyer say? Is he gonna get your appeal? That shit can take over a year. I'm just being real, you gotta scrap down. Since you done rode this long, before you know it, it's gonna be your time to go home. Just get in that word and stick to your workout. Manipulation, murder, and mayhem is what the turf about. It's all gonna work out, just have faith. The only reason I'm out here now is cause of God's grace.
That's right. It's so bad, my nigga gone. Them crackers got you, but it won't be long before you're home. They wanna break you, but we don't break. We don't break, go, nigga. Never turn state. It's so bad, my nigga gone. Them crackers got you, but it won't be long before you're home. They wanna break you.
Shit out here creep, snitches and police try to trick me off the street cause they still got old beef. They hoping I slip, wanna send me back, but I got plans and goals and I ain't going for that. Remember them shorties from around my way? Them niggas gone, they be zoned out on that yeah every day. Be on my 4-5 pills, can't even close they grills. Niggas dying in the clubs, I tell you boy, shit real. Don't worry about them whole shit, you know how they do. Soon as they think you catch the time, then they up to the new. I be seeing your sisters hanging in the club now. Just know y'all did good, they ain't fucking around. Cause these hoes be 18, going on 30, straight shonen. Off in the club, blowing on dirty. They trying to come up, and folks deep ain't scan them. These young hoes fast, and these old niggas ain't span them.
It's so bad, my nigga gone. Crackers got you, but it won't be long before you're home. They wanna break you, but we don't break. We don't break, nigga. Never turn state. It's so bad, my nigga gone. Them crackers got you, but it won't be long before you're home. They wanna break you, but we don't break. We don't break, nigga. Never turn state.
Oh man, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody, go out there. And download that Florida Classic Volume 1 JT Money Presents on DatPiff available right now. Make sure you get that and support everybody that's, you know, saying rocking with JT Money right now, man. These guys are out there doing doing good things. Support
right.
them. Get behind their music. Get on social media. Share their links, you know what I'm saying? And make sure you download that. But you just heard that song, you know what I'm saying, Return Kite. We actually had a guy... I interviewed last week the homie Snake. We had him on the show before. He's been incarcerated since 2008. And, you know what I'm saying, he's due to get out in January. If everything goes well, the third time we have him on the show will be live. You know what I'm saying? So look forward to that. Shout out to the homie Brandon. I had him work in the green room tonight. We had a lot of callers, you know what I'm saying, kept him busy. Shout out to everybody that called in, you know what I'm saying, to support the show. Now, enjoy this interview. We got about 4 tracks on here of some dope music by the homie Snake Lucci out of Omaha, Nebraska, snakehouserecords.net. Make sure you support him. He will be on the show hopefully January or shortly thereafter as a free man. So, you know what I'm saying, enjoy this interview, and we will see you guys next week.
What's up, everybody? We're here with the homie Snake Lucci.
UGS.
I'm saying out of Omaha, Nebraska. Man, Snake, I know you're still locked up, man. How much time you got left?
Well, I'm eligible for parole. I've been eligible since last year. You know, I've been doing everything I got to do, so they're telling me my annual's in January. They recommend parole to work release, so as soon as there's open bed space after that, I'll be out there. So around January, the end of January.
Oh, that's what's up. So, I mean, as soon as the holidays are over, pretty much you're going to be able to start the new year fresh, be in the free world. How long have you been locked up for?
I've been locked up since August 2008, so it's been a long stretch here, but, you know, we're at the end of the road now.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. Do you think you think it's going to be difficult to adjust, or are you just going to hit the ground running?
I'm about to hit the ground running, man. You know, I had nothing but time to prepare and think of every move I would make, so if anything, I would be ahead of the game. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. I feel you, man. And I know you got a lot of material. Matter of fact, you got a project that's coming up. Can you talk about that for us?
Yeah, actually, it's out now. It just came out a couple weeks ago. It's Snake Lucci, and the album's called Snake Lucci Presents Dabs on Deck Volume 1. It's available everywhere on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, basically everywhere. And it's like a compilation album, just a re-release of some songs and some new songs. And it's a hot one. It's front to back. You know, it's nothing but bangers on there. It's lyrical. It's hot and it's out there, you know. And it's on also on CDBaby.com.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So it's available right now. Anybody can get it.
Yep.
What about, features? Is there anybody on the album with you?
Yeah, I got King Iso on there. You know, I got, I got a track with Titus out of Omaha. And then we got Cerebral Inoculations on one of the tracks called Down in the O. That was one of the classics that we never released digitally. So, and that was the main inspiration for dropping this was some of these songs were on albums we released on CD only. And, you know, for those that didn't get a chance to hear those, we released it on this and, you know, on a different platform for people to get it all at once in one spot. So, yeah, it's hot. Got a new track from Iso on there called The Motive. He burnt that one up, killed it. And also, we have a free album that I dropped a while back. It's available on NatPiff, Audio Mac, and SoundCloud. It's under Snake Lucci. It's called River City Reloaded. So, you know, we've been busy.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Since you've been on the Murder Master Music Show last, have you had any other opportunities to get any press anywhere? Or?
Absolutely. I've done interviews all over the place. Right off the top of my head, I can remember undergroundhiphopblog.com. I think that was like July 13th, 2016.
Oh, hell yeah.
Had a nice interview there, album review. I think there's another one called undergroundrapblog.com. And there's a few others. All the links are on snakehouserecords.com, so it'll take you straight to it. But yes, done about 4 or 5 interviews since then.
I think I saw something something by you out of Australia somewhere.
Yeah, Underground Australia. They had me as Artist of the Week. I can't remember exactly when that was. That was about at least about 4 or 5 months ago.
That's huge, yeah, that was, man. Congratulations, because, I mean, it's good to be recognized. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here in the States, but globally, that's on a whole other level. So shout out, man. Real talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
What's up, Snake? Snake House Records. Respect it. Gutter shit. You hear me? It's for my homie Snake doing his thing, doing his time, doing his big. And still dropping them gangsta ass hits. Snake in the building. Murder Man in the building. Snake House Records. Barcelona Records, True Records, lady.
All I can do is me. I gotta get this money, nigga.
All I do is kill these niggas off of no condolence. If it ain't about no paper, then I don't condone it. I'm just stacking, I've been distant, and my homies on it. They be like he gon' be rich and gone before we know it. Bitches, money over everything, you know the motive. Bitches, money over everything, you know the motive. Run the train on the paper like a locomotive. They be like he gon' be rich and gone before we know it.
Never thought that I would make it looking at where I came. Niggas probably wanna see me dead because of my fame. Roll up on you niggas on the corner like a dice game. And I bought a couple choppers, I'm a one-man bike gang. If you wonder why I'm hella shady, hide my name. Everybody wanna come and just slice my cake. Should be hella trippy to me like tie-dye days. All you motherfuckers here to me like MySpace. Where were you when I was hungry, now I'm eating white weight. They were putting life and talking about me cause of my weight. Didn't have a home and I was roaming down the highway. Sleeping in the studio when I made my way. You don't know the type of shit that I faced. Before I got those who get the fuck up out of my face. Niggas wasn't with the movement, now they tryna migrate. Niggas hella irritating, now I got a migraine. I can't keep up my composure, pop the clock, I pop the holster. Then I pop in, I was over, that's for my gang. But I'd rather put it on the track like a fine dame. I was hella broken, now I'm not up in your price range. And I got that bunch of killer shit in my brain. Sitting in the house and I ain't winning war in 5 days. Just got off a tour, my baby mama tripping. Now we think I need some different, now we sinking into my dream. Got a nigga looking in the mirror like if I changed. Let you know my heat whenever I break. Stacking money for my son, never mind say. Could go have a nigga back if I can't, that's why I say. All I do is kill these niggas. Off of no condolence. If it ain't about no paper, then I don't condone it. I'm just stacking, I've been distant and my homies on it. They feel like he gon' be rich and gone before we know it. Bitches money over everything, you know the motive. Bitches money over everything, you know the motive. Run the train on the paper like a locomotive. They be like he gon' be rich and gone before we know it. Being sick, my only image, and I'm rolling with it. Like my pistol blast, I know you bitch, I'm photogenic. Don't give a fuck about the world, I want the solar system. And I got a license to kill like a murder victim. Wonder why my soul be cold like Minnesota women. Speaking of him, he don't love him, let the homie hit it. Lying to me like you love me, never hope I get it. Want a bitch, no in vogue, never gonna get it. Never rippin' sicker than me, you're my coalition. Me, myself, a nice soul. When nobody wrote a vision, I was putting on the niggas. Said they knew me, no he didn't. Y'all can be a witness like the Rangers saying, yo, you did it. I was suicidal when you rapping, you be only kidding. Made it by my lonely, give a fuck about a codependent. Feeling like I'm Dennis or I'm low dog, bro, man, that's how I kick shit. Like a little box before they getting this, that shit, that. Make a nigga wanna get a big fat, zip back. Now I'm about to roll and hit it, lit that, hit that. Stoke it like what's smoking, hit it, zip back, zip that. Now I'm in my zone, my nigga, shotty pop a nigga, make him lean like a Scotty. Then they shoot it out with niggas on your block a whole 40 minutes. Bet you I can get your bitch to fucking give me your position. Hoes ain't loyal, who said him up and shorty did it. Killing time, then the time, watching for the book of vintage. Genuine, break the rhyme, top up on my pony, bitches, spitting time, getting line. I've been on the road with twisted, listen, I'm sick in my mental, watch her go and get it. Making money with the music, I be blowing niggas. I've been on the web, singing like I'm Toby niggas. I'm the hardest rapper doing it, you know me niggas. Ain't nobody fucking with me, got that shorty niggas, that's why. All I do is kill these niggas off of no condolence. If it ain't about no paper, then I don't condone it. I'm just stacking, I've been distant and my homies on it. They feel like he gon' be rich and gone before we know it. Bitches money over everything, you know the motive. Bitches money over everything, you know the motive. Run the train on the paper like a locomotive. They be like he gon' be rich and gone before we know it.
What I'm doing stacking grain. Broke nigga, fuck you man. What I'm doing stacking grain. Brain sick of big team. What I'm doing stacking grain. Broke nigga, fuck you man. What I'm doing stacking grain. Brain sick of big team. What I'm doing stacking grain. Broke nigga, fuck you man. What I'm doing stacking grain. Brain sick of big team. What I'm doing stacking grain. Broke nigga, fuck you man. What I'm doing stacking grain. Brain sick of big team. What I'm doing stacking grain. Broke nigga, fuck you man. Stacking grain, brain sick of big team. What I'm doing stacking grain, broke nigga fucking me. What I'm doing stacking grain, brain sick.
Where can the fans, you know, get your music, the free stuff, and then where can they? But you said it's the stuff they can purchase is on CD baby. Where can they get the free stuff at?
Well, the free stuff is on like I said, thatfifth.com, Audio Mac. I got two SoundClouds. It's available on snakehouserecords.com, and just type in Snake Lucci, you should be able to find it, and the album is called River City Reloaded. That's a free album. And then the one that I just dropped, like I said, it's a artist named Snake Lucci, and the album name is Snake Lucci Presents Dabs on Deck Volume 1. And, you know, it's a banger. We got a song that's on the radio right now that's getting a lot of spins. It's called Pud, which is basically slang for pussy, you know, and it's a song for the ladies. And it's really hot right now. And that's on there. We got a couple classics, Hustle Up and Threat. Originally from my album River City that was in stores in Omaha. Re-released that. We got Face Off Screwed on there. We got Face Off 2, which I recorded in the penitentiary. We got I'm Gone. It's an ISO song. He killed that. And that was like way back in like 07. So that's a re-release. It's been remastered. We got a C-Murder Shot out on there. And then last we spoke, I had a Tyga diss that I did over the phone from Fort Madison that was pretty hot out there. But anyway, since the last interview, I actually recorded one on a beat. It's killed it. It's called Creepo. That was the Tyga diss. We got Down in the O. That's just an Omaha anthem. and that's with ISO and Cerebral Evacuations out of Omaha. We got Straight Shots. That's a banger right there. Straight, lyrical. Welcome to the Snake House. That's ISO. And then The Motive. That's the most recent one. That's the newest release. And that's ISO right there.
Man.
And
you guys are really putting in work.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you guys are really putting in the work, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, also it's available in the penitentiary, too. You know, we got a system called Access Corrections where, you know, we have MP3 players. And so it should be available here this Sunday where people can purchase it. So anybody listening, you got people locked up that got MP3s, they can definitely download it, too. And it's a hot one.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope, man. Because I always remember back in the day, you know, I always wanted to send my friends, you know, music. And,
yeah.
know, certain times we couldn't do that. We couldn't send them CDs and whatnot. And
yeah.
So it's good that they're able to get your music inside the penitentiary. That's dope.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about the Tiger Beef, and you got this song, Creepo. That sounds like you really went in on him.
Yeah.
Talk about the beef with him and what happened.
Well, you know, like I said in the last interview, I kind of went over it a little bit. Well, what happened was he did a show in Omaha, and, you know, promoters usually have somebody as an opening act when they bring someone in town or whatever, a local act or whatever, and they book it. And I guess the way it went down was, you know, it didn't have anything to do directly with me. You know, this is a situation that happened, you know, while I was incarcerated. But what happened was, you know, he got there and it was like on some diva shit, talking about nobody's going to open for him, this is his show, whatever. And he, you know, pissed off some local artists. And they took it to the streets on him, and basically he just made little comments. And long story short, you know, there was a little altercation outside or whatever, and he ended up getting chased up out of there. And they ended up shooting at him, missed him, and hit one of his artists, Honey Cocaine. So then she made a song called Fuck Omaha, and then he got on the radio talking about basically they're lucky he did a show out there, this and that. And speaking on local rappers, and that's where I kind of got in it, because I feel like, you know, I am an Omaha rapper, and, you know, I feel like he's speaking on my city, and then she's making this song talking about Fuck Omaha, so nobody's really firing back, so I felt like it was only right for me to do that, so, and that's what I did. I got it off my chest, and, you know, he's not even a thought in my mind, it's just a little something I had to address, and, you know, and everybody loves it, though, that's the thing about it, but he's not even really a factor, you know, in the game, to me, at least.
Yeah.
I heard he just signed a deal with Kanye or whatever with Good Music. I don't know what they're going to do with that, but dude's lame to me.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I don't like that cat or any of those lame stream artists, because they lack substance, and they
yep.
don't really, you know, bring a positive message to youth at all. You know, where
yeah.
You can listen to a Dayton Family record, as hardcore as it is, as street as it is, you're still going to get good positive messages off of some tracks. So, you know,
yeah.
guys like him are just whack as hell.
This is your boy Snake Lucci from Snake House Records. Right now you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show.
Gotta get a little something off my chest real quick. Snake House? Listen. Use a lame dude, you gusto. Talk about we lucky that you done shows. I'm winner verse, you know we boss nuts. Honey got hit with sweet, now she say, oh, oh. I serve you like a custo, I roll you like a roll. You wish you had the ease of the bus. You was sprung off Kylie, now the party next door, deep in the guts. I don't geek on these sluts. Sleep with her once, you keep her for months. You like tranny, sleeping with punks. Use a creepo, I give you the... Like street logo, beast mode. I give you my savage dream when the beat go lethal. Like CFO blow, but street like SIBO. The only beef you seen was meatloaf. I am down like three does. It's Omaha, Nebraska, shoot like free throws. You swear that you a rider, but you repo. Your peephole can't see me like peephole. Snake Lucci the Don, the one they sleep on. Tiger dude, use a creepo. You laugh but not royalty, you know you a curve. They don't respect you in your city, boy, you know you the bird. Black China bad, yeah, I like the way she throw that. I thought once they go black, they don't go back. Rob fell in that whole trap. Tiger, how you do a show with no... They lit your whip up and did four daps or maybe five, but who's counting? I get coins like new fountains with a grill like Blue Falcon. You like jailbait, you childish. Dude's wild and who's smiling? Y'all cry later, I'm unsigned. In careers in one rhyme, half y'all in one time. You couldn't f*** on my punchlines, you chumps lying.
how to my words touch y'all. I'm confined. Come to Douglas County, who can you trust? You could be touched. Went to war for less. For months, you could be touched. Dirk pulled your card, use a goofy, use a clown, use a perpetrator. Star phone, bring it to me like you down. I'm all across the board, and I ain't talking cashmere. You need to register, and I ain't talking cashier. Don't leave your little kids around Tiger for real. He might jackal for real. Got caught slipping at your show, you're lacking your real. Real goons, stay prepared, so is you acting in real? I don't do the shit like the Olympics on the track of the field. On wax, I attack, I'm about that action, I drill. All my... Dope. Clip, I see you. Come on, SnakeHouseRecords.com. Get him. Get him. We're going to ride out on that. I'll let you go, B-Rock. I'm gone.
You know, what about some, you know, you got the album out right now. What about upcoming projects? You got any other music?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot coming out, actually. We got a single out from one of the upcoming projects. We're releasing a group album called The Campaign, and the album title is going to be Savage Dreams. I got the first single called Savage Dreams. If you look it up on iTunes or Google Play, it's actually available now under Snake Lucci, and it's called Savage Dreams. It's the title track. It is hot, and I recorded that from behind the wall. And you'll notice that, like, the four or five songs I've recorded behind the wall here are actually edited partially, and that's the reason why, is that's the only way I can get it out of the institution, because if it's a threat or whatever, you know, that's a little regulation they got going on. Somebody burnt it up before for that, so, you know, and I guess the reason they did that was there was a guy here for murder or something, and he was bragging about his case and laughing about it, sent the music out. People heard it, the victim's family heard it or whatever, and then they called the institution, so they shut it down to where they basically edit certain things we say if it sounds like a threat. So certain things, you'll kind of get the point of what I'm saying or what, you know, is reversed or taken out of there. But some of it still slipped through. But for the most part, though, it's still hot, you know, so at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And but that one right there is called Savage Dreams. It's a hot one. I suggest everybody check that one out. And like I said, that's for the upcoming album, the Campaign group album, which is me, King Frost, and King Iso.
Oh, wow.
And we also got other things going on. I got my solo album I'll drop upon release. It's Snake Lucci. The album's called Blackberry Kush. Still working on that right now as we speak. And then Iso's dropping something with Brainsick release called Autophobia, which comes out Thanksgiving. It should be available everywhere, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, everywhere. So, yeah, we're working hard, man. You know,
yeah, you guys are nose to the grind, and shout out to ISO,
yeah,
too. We got to have him on the show as well.
We're definitely going to get him next time.
Yeah, most definitely. What about, remember you was telling me a while back you was writing a book. How's that coming along?
Oh, it's coming out good. I'm actually done. It's called Da Mula, and it's a tale of blood money. It's actually a fictional novel based on some true events. And it's a good book, man. I don't want to give too much away, but it's basically from the streets and by the streets, for the streets, you know, and it tells a story from the true perspective instead of the outside looking in.
Wow.
You know, some of the best books are written from the penitentiary because a lot of people got stories to tell.
Yeah, Kwame Teague. I remember I interviewed Kwame Teague. I believe he was in North Carolina. He was convicted of murder, but he wrote several books, you know, successful. But you're going to drop this after you get out, I take it.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. So I'm going to go over it again and, you know, touch it up when I get out, edit it a little better, and, yeah, shortly after my release, it should be coming out. So that, along with my solo album, the Blackberry Kush.
Man.
But yeah, it's going to be a lot of things happening right away. You know, instantly we're going to be dropping videos left and right when I touch down. So,
oh, yeah.
Got everything lined up. Everything's paid for and lined up. It's just waiting for me to step out the door, and everything's going to just back to back new singles, new albums, videos, just flooding the market.
Yeah, most definitely. Who's on the Snake House label roster?
Well, right now we got me, we got
King Frost, he's also with Liquid Sound Records and Snake House Records, so he's got a joint deal. We got King Iso, he's got a joint deal with us, and he's also got a deal with Brain Sick Music, and they're doing good over there too, over there with Twisted Insane. Shout out to Twisted Insane also, and Retro Kilson and them guys. They're doing it big over there in the Bay Area, so, you know, we're just networking, man. You know, Tech N9ne just shouted out Iso actually on Instagram not too long ago, and you know, he recognized what's going on in this Omaha music scene right now, and basically me and Iso got it for Omaha for this rap shit. Nobody's really fucking with us,
man. That's what's up, man, because I remember the Omaha rap scene back in the 90s, you know, with Lon Mack and everybody, and it's good to see that there's still talent emerging out of the city over there, because you guys really never got your shine, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I think you're definitely capable of putting a lot of shine on the city, so.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely, most definitely. And, I mean, we definitely got some other spitters out there, like, you know, St. Mike, Fast Black. There's a lot of lyricists out there, you know, just off the top of my head I can think of. You got Fun Gang Music out there. You got Caveman Gang. You know, Game Time Records. So Serious. You know, they're all getting their shine on right now. So, you know, right now you hear a lot about the Chi-Rat, you know, and this drill music and stuff going on. And, you know, we got a little something else going on in Omaha. It's similar, but, you know, it's just it's the next level. So, and it's more lyrical. You know, a lot of the music coming out right now, the beats are banging, the hooks are catchy, but the lyrics just have no substance. And it's just catchy. Like, I'm listening to this Panda song on the radio. I'm like, what's he talking about?
Yeah, what is that guy talking about? I can't figure it out. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
You know, it's
catchy though.
Mumble rapping. You know.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't knock their hustle, you know. I mean, it's working for them. But I can't be a one-hit wonder. If I step in the game, I'm trying to be the greatest, you know, and that's... That's the ones that have longevity in the game, the ones that are there to stay, you know, and keep recreating their sound and sharpening their craft and trying to be the best instead of just being there.
Yeah, because when you think about it, you know, if you do get in the game, we call these guys trend chasers and fad followers. If you try to emulate one of these one-hit wonder guys and it works for you, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know, you want to have the longevity, you know, so I respect the fact that you base your hustle off of your craft and your talent. You know what I'm saying? So props to you for that, and all Snake House Records. One more time, if they want to get your record, Dabs on Deck Volume 1, and anything else Snake House Records related, man, where can they find everything?
Basically everywhere. You could Google Snake Lucci and thousand things are going to pop up. So it's endless. The links are endless. Interviews, videos, songs, but the music you can buy, it's available on iTunes, Spotify, basically everywhere you can get music is there. You know, you can see there's some shit on YouTube, you'll find there's everywhere.
1 minute remaining.
You're going to find something with Snake Lucci on it, or, you know, Iso's doing this thing, and we're everywhere.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, man, it was real good catching up with you. You got a lot of projects on deck. We're going to make sure that people get to hear your music. You know, they've already heard it throughout the segments of this interview. You know, we're going to make sure we leave them with another track. But before we go, is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, shout-out to Iso, Frost, Table, MCE, Free C Murder, Miss B Radio, Hologram Digital Media, Snake House Records Family, Reese Beast. And also, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Snake Lucci. And it'll keep you posted on all the new upcoming projects and everything going on with me.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, thanks for checking in with us again, Snake. It was an honor to have you on again, man.
Anytime.
Hey, next time we do it, we're going to make sure you get to call in live. I look forward to
all
it,
right,
brother.
Absolutely. Yep, couple months. I'll be out there. We'll definitely do it. I'll get ISO with me next time.
Show me what you're working with. Twerk it. On the weekend, you deserve it. You perfect on the surface. On it. Show me what you're working with, twerk it. On the weekend, you deserve it. You perfect on the surface. On the inside, you special. But I guess I'm just flirting. We can see where this goes. But it's not like it's urgent. Love a strong-minded woman. Independent and searching. I'ma ride like a soldier. Like I'm in the service. Not tagging you up. I don't do this on purpose. I'm feeling the vibe. When I hit it, it's curtain. Show me what you're working with, twerk it. On the weekend, you deserve it. You perfect on the surface. On the inside, you special. But I guess I'm just flirting. We can see where this goes. But it's not like it's urgent. Love a strong-minded woman. Independent and searching. I'ma ride like a soldier. Like I'm in the service. Not tagging you up. I don't do this on purpose. I'm feeling the vibe. When I hit it, it's turn. It be coming at me random.
bands in my hands and I'm trying to get a mansion, a phantom. I move like a phantom, these dudes help a ransom. My shoes kick a scantin', try to cruise like a lantern. See my views stay expanding, so news for you answer for fools, I'm advancing. This ain't a game, boy, like with you, we the champions. Racks on racks, fans on fans, on the man. Off the wall, bands, but I'm full of bad. She can take her off my hands, cause it's just a stepping stone. You can pull her, she can scram. Hold up, Kelsey fell off, Nikki got a man. Gina playing game, Jolene reaching out, Nikki got a thing. Brandy, Nikki got a train, Gina know the deal. Honey, see real, Amber wanna ring, ooh. Feeling like I'm in limbo, Google me and get my info. Simple, we can work it out like Jenso, Simso. But you tripping over info, play the game like Nintendo. Feeling like I'm in limbo, Google me and get my info. Tempo, we can work it out like Jenso, Simso. But you tripping over info, we can play it like Nintendo. Show me what you're working with, twerk it. On the weekend, you deserve it. You perfect on the surface. On the inside, you special. But I guess I'm just flirting. We can see where this goes. But it's not like it's urgent. Love a strong-minded woman. Independent and searching. I'ma ride like a soldier. Like I'm in the service. Like we just hang up. I don't do this on purpose. I'm feeling the vibe. When I hit it, it's curtain. Show me what you're working with, twerk it. On the weekend, you deserve it. You perfect on the surface. On the inside, you special. But I guess I'm just flirting. We can see where this goes. But it's not like it's urgent. Love a strong-minded woman. Independent and searching. I'ma ride like a soldier. Like I'm in the service. I'm tagging you up. I don't do this on purpose. I'm feeling the vibe. When I hit it, it's turning. Baby girl bad and she knows she's slugging. She throw that ass back like hold on to something. When I find something good, she make sure to cuff it. Her ex still be geek, so I know he bugging. Like what? What up? Girl was good with that cut up. Face down with that butter. Beat that foot like Louisville Slugger. She throw it like hold it, she cold it. She know it, I beat the brakes like she stole it. She ride the whip, I repo it. We sip ace of spades and repo it. Then more. I eat it, then beat it, reload it. And she going. I dive in so deep and she moaning. I'm boning till moaning. Go hard as my slogan. I'm on the blast, the cash them out. When the cash come out, they gon' pass it out. The vast amount, then she the last to bounce. She gon' lap dance, cause that's a faster route. We put the cash in the safe, but we lay it on the bed, get it in. Yeah, I'ma crash it out. Spontaneous, never had to ask about. Then role play like she was lashing out. Baby girl rolling with Molly. My hands all over her body. Get in her office, my hobby. I put in her work like a zombie. Coger por mi boca, tú sabes. You can't hear the sound from the lobby. I walk like I talk, tempo copy, no lie, baby, I hear why she call me poppy. Show me what you're working with, twerk it. On the weekend, you deserve it, you perfect on the surface. On the inside, you special, but I guess I'm just flirting. We can see where this goes, but it's not like it's urgent. Love a strong-minded woman, independent and searching. I'ma ride like a soldier, like I'm in the service. I'm tagging you up, I don't do this on purpose. I'm feeling the vibe, when I hit it, it's curtain. Show me what you're working with, twerk it. On the weekend, you deserve it, you perfect on the surface. On the inside, you special, but I guess I'm just flirting. We can see where this goes, but it's not like it's urgent. Love a strong-minded woman, independent and searching. I'ma ride like a soldier. Like I'm in the service, I'm stacking you up. I don't do this on purpose. I'm feeling the vibe when I hit it, it's curtains.
Yeah, that was the homie Snake Lucci, SnakeHouseRecords.net. Make sure you check that out. But before we get the hell out of here, we got to say rest in peace to Lord 3-2 of the Convicts. You know what I'm saying? Also, the Black Monk, Screwed Up Click. You know what I'm saying? For those of you who don't know, he was recently he was murdered. He was shot in the back of the head of the gas station. Another legend gone. Another legend gone. So we're going to close out this show, Straight Gangsterism, you know what I'm saying, by his former groupmate, Big Mike, featuring Lord 3-2. We'll see you guys next show. We got, I believe it's Saturday, Underground Saturday night. We don't have no other show. Oh, yeah. Everybody out there that's doing that family thing or whatever, you know what I'm saying, everybody have a safe one. We'll see you guys Saturday night. We'll also see you Sunday. We're going to do a Church of Reality. It's going to be called Trump. I'm going to give everybody a little little idea of what the fuck it is. Basically, you idiots that voted for Donald Trump, you got trumped. Because everything that he tricked you idiots into voting him for, he's backing out of. And he's flip-flopping. He's hiring all the people that said he was scum, like Mitt Romney. He's like, oh, this guy's a crook. He's a piece of shit. So now he's hiring all these dudes. He fooled. He pulled off the biggest con in American history. I want to tell you how he did it. He played to the fucking minds of the simplistic, moronic American that fucking falls for this shit, hook, line, and sinker. But don't get it twisted. We're not. This ain't gonna be a pro Hillary show. We hate that fucking cunt just as much. She's a worthless fucking criminal bitch too. And the people that are all excited about her, you know, marching in the streets and all upset about Hillary not winning, you're a bunch of goofballs too. And you Trump supporters that's calling them goofballs. don't say shit because you know you're a motherfucker. Why you do the same fucking thing if she had won, you motherfuckers. Take that I voted sticker and put it on your asshole, because that's what you do when you vote. You give up your asshole to these crooked politicians. I'm going to shut the fuck up and get out of here. Rest in peace, the homie Glory 3-2. We're out of here.
Looking up to the gangsters in the hood, cause to me and my cousins, yeah, they represented good. Even when we played cops and robbers on the block, nobody wanted to play the cop diggers, cause the cop was a pussy ass bitch. And if you played the cop, nigga, you got your ass kicked. I was a curious child. I used to hang out by the barroom and study the gangster style. The way they talk, the way they walk, the way they act, the way they wore that gangster hat. Tilted, brim laid flat out. Now that's the type of shit I'm talking about, yeah. Cigarette in one hand, drink in the other. Leaning to one side, cooler than the motherfucker. With the gangsta's nickname, Gilly Boy, Pokey, Big Joe, Goldie, and Lil Lane. Truth, motherfucking Mac Daddy. Bitch on his side, driving the 73 Cat. With a chrome plated 357. Ready to send the motherfucker on that stairway to heaven. I was fascinated, yeah. I let him influence me, and my mama hated, but she still gave me love, cause my mama understood that it was in my blood. See, it was a psycho, and in a few more years she wouldn't have to worry about a Michael, cause I'll be making my own decisions, yeah. Coming up fast, clocking cash, straight gangster rhythm, yeah. On and on and on. Now it's 93, I got a name for myself. Made a little wealth, played the cards I was dealt. Didn't go for self, now I'm a G, huh. And every motherfucking body know me. Niggas in the hood all got love, cause they saw me raise up from a motherfucking scrub. And hoes that I know from way back before, they used to say no, all wanna go to the hotel, cause they claim that they interested. And everybody talking about the shit that they wish they did, but I surpassed all that. They used to wanna know if I was down, now they don't ask all that, cause they believe in what they seeing, a young nigga coming up fast. Yeah, straight G. Yeah. On and on and on. Peeping out my folks. Some were straight G's and some went out smoking dope. I had to cope with it, be a man and stay strong. Even though some folks didn't think that I'd live long. I watched grandpa shoot dice at the liquor store. Hitting licks in the dope on Juice Man and Big Joe. Walking out the dope with a gallon of Jack. Selling straight sense books, cause back then it wasn't no crack. And matter of fact, to this day, I'm doing shit like grandpa. In every way, I got my hustle on low, I ain't fronting. Just a young nigga in this world trying to have something. Yeah, that's the environment I know. That's how I was raised and that's how I'ma go. I don't know will I ever be a cellmate, but I do know I'm never going straight gangsterism. Yeah, Billy Doe, 3-2 of the motherfucking high stove. That was the motherfucking GB. And y'all gon' hear the original Big Baby Really Doe. And the motherfucking 9 to the Trey Deuce. I know you heard that, Big Baby. Yeah, we got Sig in the motherfucking high stove from Oakland. Yeah, we got Big Mike. Yeah, Fatty Hattie. Yeah, we got Big Chief and Lil J. Really though, say Big Baby, look at my D. You fucking bitch. Really though, Beto in the motherfucking house. Yeah, my nigga face and feel. Really though, they can't fade this off shit though. They can't fade it though.
I'm out of this bitch. Yeah, we ain't out of this bitch just yet, man. Rest in peace, 3-2. The homie Brandon reminded me earlier that Breed you know, MC Bree, legendary Flint, Michigan pioneer, one of the Midwest pioneers, 15 years ago, he passed away. So, man, it's crazy. We're going to get out of here with one more dedication. You know what I'm saying? No future. Legendary MC Breed. We'll see you guys this Saturday, Underground Saturday nights, 9 p.m. Central. Church Reality, 9 p.m. Central on Sunday. Then next week, we got a couple of young prospects lined up. We'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Just keep going to UGSforLife.com. We'll see you soon.
To the beach, y'all.
People gon' dance to give the record a second and a chance to hitting people like a scene of amazement. While they slipping back, my feet just planted in the pavement. Crumble, I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good game, peace, all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the rubber pack. They figure I'm a trigger happy nigga, so they step back. Breathe. The microphone is who's last the longest and who's the strongest. It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to the sounds of Breed. There ain't no future in your front. I never got caught with a kilo. And if you ever do, you'll never be with me. Yo, serving in the Cherokee, maybe it's a Geo. Back on Black Benzo, we'll get it up a meal. Never have to worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo, TD, pop the trunk. Cause we don't go for playing, wanna play, go grab a ball. When I'm on the mic, I ain't for playing, not at all. Cause I clock 10 G's a week, booming at my peak. Always see East sober, but I do get geeked. I can give you a job, a place to eat. Hardy, meet your homeboy Marty at a B.O.B. Party taking over, barking like a dog named. I'm picking suckers like a four-leaf clover. Everybody wearing something like this is cold.
Old Prez is in 8 years since MC Bree passed. Been taking a lot longer than that. Seems like a long time. But we'll be back. I had to make that correction. Just like,
I don't give a fuck, cause I'm from FLIMP in a city where pity runs low. If you ever shoot through my city, now you know. Cause we a strictly business and we also got a pride. And if you don't like it, I suggest you break wide. Chuck a study looking for the ammo any wire. Thinking that illegal is the best for solely dying. I ain't got time to see a fiend thing now. To give up all his money and to give up what he got. That's the way I am, MCB cannot be different. Never change the ways for the world or the government. If it was the president, then I would say facts. You leave it up to me, I paint the White House black and it's a future in your front. If I was a fiend, then my gold would be stolen. Put my name Breed on everything I own. And when I get my Jeep, I'm putting Breed on the chrome. Shine it up good, kick it through my neighborhood. Motorola phone, fat rims in a Kenwood. Put the kid around it, and then I'll have to drop. Just because the riding people think I'm selling rocks, but ain't no future in your front. The rules of the world. Live my life raw, cause I never liked the law. Red top tens on my ass, Eugene. Selling big gates and tip attack to the fiend. Stock much dollars, but I never break a sweat. Trying to move out, my pocket saying, you got my back and I got yours. What time is it? Shut down the door. Let's start this party, alright? Kick out that fat.